Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country and into the Caribbean, too. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, all the people working in all the different jobs that you have, thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff that we have over there for you to look at. All righty, here she is, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to all, and especially those names that you called out, Captain. Hold that thought, everyone, because next week I'm going to do double blessing nights, because I haven't done any this week. It's been a wild week. But I did want to say a couple things here. I watched our president at the Villages today. I watched everything, and I was extremely, extremely happy because it affects me personally on Medicare Advantage for seniors. I think he's doing a wonderful job. He broke it down into four parts. And I know I'm happy, and a lot of other people are happy. I think he's just doing such a great job. And I got a kick out of what he now calls the other side, the do-nothings. I added a few other things to that myself, the do-nothings that cause trouble. But, you know, we don't care what they're called. They are what they are. And, by the way, I'm going to give a lot of reasons next week why I differ with them totally. And when I say I won't go low, that means I will not ever sell out the way they have. It's amazing. These people and what they're doing, Nancy Pelosi, it's a joke. It's a joke. They don't affect me, though. Second Chronicles, and I don't know why, but the Lord said just leave it with that this week. Second Chronicles 7:14 is very important because the Lord states, if my people who are called by my name, and that is most of us on this show, we're on the right, will humble themselves, pray, and that word's so important, seek my face and turn away from any wicked ways, and we're trying, that I'll hear from heaven and heal their land. Always the most important thing. And by the way, I wouldn't slide by those words. I have to be very cautious that we follow those. And then let me just say a couple things here that make me so different. And I said, I will never go low, meaning this. I am against abortion. That's me, okay? And I will never change my mind on that because it brings sin into our areas. I'll go into that someday. I am against open borders. That's biblical also. And by the way, this is also what our president believes, just in case you're not aware of it. And these gun laws that they want to make stricter, I'm going to tell you it's because they want to take our guns. I'm even a little bit leery of the red flag law. It's a slippery slope, but that's me. That doesn't mean it's everyone else. But I don't think we need stricter laws because I'm going to tell you something, people. The evil ones will always be able to get guns. That's just going to restrict good people. So, you know, these are the main things. And next week I'm going to go into a whole list that might shock you. But I stand with my president because I believe everything that he does. Why could I not stand with him? And people on the left, if they don't get it, and they don't, and I'm not sure that they ever will, but you know something? It doesn't bother me. I have said this, and I'll say it again. In my thinking, and it doesn't say Rosemary's absolutely correct, but I've been with many prophets. What a week this has been. I pray a lot, and I just don't see anybody could possibly win our president. I mean, he's I shouldn't say this maybe, but I have faith that, I mean, you know, I just, who else? My gosh! Who else could even, I look at the other side and I need a good laugh every now and then. It's laughable. Impeach him? Never. You have to have a reason. So some of you that are running scared, and I've talked to a few of you this week, and you see what I'm saying. There's no reason to be. But we, again, it's up to us as a nation to follow our own heart, to follow our true selves. Don't give in. Why would you? I never will. I'm a tough character. I will never give in. Open borders, that's not biblical. You have to close them up. You know, we don't want anybody that shouldn't be in here. And I'm not going to get into that at the moment. But abortion, well, you know what? If you're divided, you better read what the Lord says about it. It's murder. It's murder. And you better read the Bible about abortion. And I could tell you what happened to cities. I will. If you need me to, ask me what cities were hit because of abortion, because they were the biggest cities on abortion. No, you're going against God's own law. And by the way, this is just not my opinion. It's biblical. It's also our president. So thank God we have a pro-life president that, you know, God bless our president. God bless everything. Okay, I pray blessings over every one of you tonight. And I know I got a lot of your names, and there'll be more. I'll do double one next week. I give you my word, if I'm alive, I'll do double blessings next week. But right now, I just wanted to get this on. It was on my heart to do it. Do not worry, people. I know, well, there's always, I don't say everything's in the bag. We still have to do what I just said. We still have to pray. Now, we're not going to stop doing that. We still have to humble ourselves. We still have to do the things that Second Chronicles tells us to do. If we do that, you ought to read the rest of that, by the way, because God did bless the people. He really did, that our nation is safe. And I love this nation. I have prayed over this. I have wept over this nation. God bless every one of you. And I pray blessings over all of you tonight, every one of you listening right now online. I'm crying because I just feel love from you all and to you all. And that's, by the way, that's God's love. It's not even my, I couldn't, within myself, I couldn't. It's God's love, and he wants you to know he loves you, and he loves this land. God wants to heal our nation. That's what I know. He wants to heal it. So let's hang in there with the captain, hang there in there with our president. God bless our nation, and God bless our leaders. Thank you, Captain, and God bless you.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, pretty powerful message there, and we'll be back with more. And if you want to call, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here in just a second. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition, live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, Mr. Mike, and thank you very much for that nice little lead-in. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that operates Relief Factor up in Kirkland, Washington, right there outside Seattle. And if you're one of those people that's struggling with pain, nagging pain, you've had it, you can't get rid of it, you keep taking a mouthful of ibuprofens or bufferins or aspirins or Aleves or whatever else you're taking, well, I got a better solution for you. This is an all-natural product, and it works for me, and it's been working for me for about 3.5 years because I do have arthritis because of all the injuries that I've had, and it's painful, and without it, I'd be doing what you're doing. But I found out that it's not good for you because it causes bleeding. Now, if you want to find out what I found out, you can try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It costs $19.95, and you're on the plan for 3 weeks. You follow the instructions, take it the way it says to take it, and about 80% of the people that do that at the end of the 3 weeks, they've already had a dramatic improvement, and they decide to stay with Relief Factor for the reason that I know. It stops the pain, stops the discomfort. You can sleep. You can move around again. You can do what you need to do. Now, it's $19.95 plus shipping and handling, tax and shipping and handling. It'll be due in about 3 weeks, or 3 weeks, 3 to 5 days, rather, $19.95. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And when you go there, it'll ask you who referred you. It's got a little book. It's got a bunch of names. You have to type in my name there, Captain, in the little box there when you're there. And that'll definitely get you a little extra treatment, fancy-dancy stuff, and you never know what they're going to do to help you out there because sometimes they send along a little sample of something. But I never know what they're doing, so I can't promise you that, but there is that possibility. Now, relieffactor.com/captain. Kevin McCarthy was on with Laura Ingraham on Fox, and the more he talks, the more I like him.
I think he's going to make a great Speaker of the House when they vote Pelosi the hell out of that position next year in the election when the Democrats lose control of the House. But anyway, here's what he had to say with Laura Ingraham.
I just have to say I wasn't surprised by this at all, but it seems like your censure resolution was well-founded. What's your reaction to the latest news? New York Times broke it.
Well, if you watch, the Democrats are trying to discredit democracy. This is simple, exactly what it is. And we should go further than censure. He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House. I requested that in March. Because let's walk through this. 2 years ago, he lied to the American public where he said he had proof and evidence beyond circumstantial and carried us through this nightmare for the last 2 years. He met with Michael Cohen, his staff, what, three times, more than 10 hours. He met with Glenn Simpson, with Fusion GPS. And now he met with this whistleblower and lied to the American public. Every time they have attempted a coup, there's been one common denominator, the lies and deceit of Adam Schiff. He is now, as you know, a fact witness. And nowhere in our justice system allows a fact witness to be the prosecutor. He needs to recuse himself today, and the Speaker needs to remove him as the chairman of one of our most sensitive committees that we have, the Intel Committee.
I totally agree with that one. Schiff needs to be taken off that committee as the chairman. And if it were me, and I had the votes and I could do it, I would expulse him from the House of Representatives for what he's put this country through for the last couple of years. Now, I want you to listen to a couple of weird women, starting with the first one. It doesn't get any weirder than this one, Maxine Waters. Listen to what she had to say.
You got tough skin. You've been attacked by the president several times, but you are an elected official. There's a very different flavor when the president goes after this whistleblower and anybody who informed the whistleblower. There's language that the president has used over the last week, including calling them traitors and spies and saying that they should be dealt with as traitors. Today, again, saying, I want to know who this person is. It's almost like he's sending a message out there. Someone needs to turn this whistleblower in, and that there were, he tweeted, in fact, consequences. I think going after Maxine Waters is different than going after a whistleblower.
Well, whatever. He shouldn't be going after anybody. He's the president of the United States of America. He's setting some of us up to be killed. I have death threats constantly. There are a number of people who have been convicted for threatening to kill me. And when he does that, he's dog whistling to the white supremacists, the KKK, and the dangerous people.
All right, hold it. There's been a number of people that have been convicted for threatening to kill me. No, there hasn't. No, there hasn't. Don't believe me? Go check it out. There haven't. She's lying. All she knows how to do is lie and bitch and gripe and moan, Maxine Waters. Okay, well, let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime, because here's Hillary Clinton, along with her daughter Chelsea, with an ABC News interview. And she's telling why she lost in 2016. Wait till you hear this one.
I really believe that there were unprecedented events in this election, the last election, I mean, that were beyond my understanding and nearly anybody else's. When we started talking in the summer of 2016 about the Russians, you know, I think most of the press and the public goes, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't go around making excuses. They didn't understand the attack that we were unfortunately suffering. So I think now, and here's what I've told all the candidates. I said, look, you could run the best campaign. You could be the nominee, but you could still lose because, number one, you could lose with voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Stacey Abrams on.
Yes.
And, you know, she is a champion for let everybody vote. And at the end of the day, who wins, wins, and who doesn't, doesn't. Mm-hmm. Or you could lose because of hacking and theft of material.
Yeah, let everybody vote. Just like Stacey Abrams says, let everybody vote. She was doing a voter processing machine type game, similar to what they were trying to do out in California and what they got caught at down here in Florida. And I mean, goodness sakes, they were just manufacturing votes. well, we found this other box over here with ballots in it. It's not sealed, but we got to count them because we got to count them. No. Here's the rule. Period. No exception. If the band of custody on ballots being taken from the polling place to the supervisor of elections office is broken because there either is, number one, not a seal on it, or number two, a seal that's broken on it, then guess what? The votes don't count. They are called conditional ballots after that. Okay, where they're not counted right off the bat. Because you don't know if the votes were who they said they were from or not. That's part of it. And by the way, motor voter, you don't think that's going on? Go to Chicago. Go to Detroit. Go to St. Louis. Well-known, well-known, well-documented over the years what's been going on there. By the way, when Frank Silvato comes on, hour number four, we're going to talk to him about some of that. Going to talk about some of that. And here is Donald Trump Jr., who, by the way, is going to be around this weekend, might make a little surprise visit over there Orlando way. Going to be around. Kimberly Guilfoyle might be around this weekend. By the way, she's one of my favorite Facebook friends, Kimberly Guilfoyle. She sends things to me all the time, and I appreciate that. All right, listen to Donald Trump Jr.
They haven't done anything in 3 years, Sean. They haven't tried to do one single piece of legislation. The reality is this. They hate Trump more than they love America. And more importantly, they want to resist Trump more than they ever wanted to work for their constituency. It's disgusting. This president has accomplished unprecedented things. Imagine what he could do with a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats. Just a little bit. And he's got none of it. That he can do what he has done despite unprecedented incoming, unlike anything any president has seen before, is truly a miracle.
Absolutely true. And Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly were in the villages yesterday, too, by the way. But they're going to be around this weekend. They're around Florida, so we'll see. We'll see. There's a rumor circulating that they might show up over there in Orlando at the Trumpalooza event that I'm going to be at, speaking at, and walking around, shaking hands and whatnot. Plus, I'll be talking to some of the people that are there just to get an idea of what's going on. Looking forward to seeing the good folks of Orlando over there. So, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are live, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the big development, President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings. In both countries, the president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for my first edition of the Military and Veterans News here in the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Bo was in the station yesterday, in the studio, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website, naa.edu, or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide, slap open for you. And Mo was in yesterday. A lot of great information, again, given out by Bo. A lot of great questions from the people, and we appreciate all that. Now, we talked about the Connecticut plane crash of the World War II-era B-17 bomber. There were 13 people on board when it crashed and burned at New England's second business airport there just outside Hartford after encountering mechanical trouble on takeoff.
Now, 7 people, of course, killed. There will be an investigation. These older planes, especially a B-17 from World War II, that plane was probably 70 years old, maybe even older. But, you know, they take pretty good care of them. Usually this doesn't happen, but my first thought was the crew of 6, I believe, was on this plane. I finally confirmed that yesterday. 13 people in the plane would have meant a lot of people in that plane, and I'm not saying that had anything to do with it, but then again, maybe it did. Don't know. Now, the United States said that it's reopened its embassy in Somalia nearly 3 decades. That's 30 years after the country collapsed into a civil war. Remember after Mogadishu and we lost our soldiers there? That's when the U.S. decided to airlift their ambassador to safety and shut it down, and they haven't been back since. Well, now they're back. And North Korea says its test firing of a new submarine-launched ballistic missile in the waters off the East Coast was totally successful. By the way, that adds another new dimension, if you will, to the Korean situation, that they can fire a ballistic missile from a submarine several hundred miles downrange. And while the territorial dominance and perpetual attacks orchestrated by the Taliban remains at the forefront of the fragile nation's woes, the presence of other insurgent groups and blatant threats to the U.S. interest also lurk in Afghanistan. ISIS is there. Al-Qaeda is there. Not just Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And Al-Qaeda from over in Iraq has found their way over there, too. But now, Bell helicopter has pulled the shroud off its future attack reconnaissance aircraft, known as the Invictus model. It's designed strictly for the Army. They were keeping it under wraps as the competition for a chance to build prototypes heats up. Now, they've unveiled it, and it's out there for the world to see. And we'll see what Invictus can do against the rest of the competition that's out there, the Army looking for another really good attack helicopter. The Cobra's really good. This one's supposed to be even better. We'll see. We'll see. The Taliban announced that they're sending a high-level delegation to Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, as part of a tour that has included Russia, China, and Iran in a push to resurrect an Afghan peace deal with Washington that seemed imminent just a month ago. Well, the president said there won't be a peace as long as they're attacking our forces and trying to blow up our embassy and this, that, and the other, which is exactly true. That's what they're doing. And by the way, a curfew in Baghdad has resulted in more shooting. After 2 days of violence, Iraqi security forces fired live bullets into the air and used tear gas against a few hundred protesters in central Baghdad this week, hours after a curfew was announced in the Iraq capital on the heels of 2 days of deadly violence that gripped the country amid anti-government protests. Wonderful. Now, Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, said that Iran supports a plan by European countries to bolster a nuclear deal that Tehran reached with the West in 2015 and from which the United States withdrew last year. Also, there's growing speculation that the Iranian-flagged oil supertanker that was previously detained off Gibraltar is about to offload its cargo onto a smaller vessel. And 2 border crossings between Iran and Iraq, including one due to be used by hundreds of thousands of Shiite Muslims. Those are the worshippers that make the annual pilgrimage this month, have been closed because of unrest in Iraq, Iran's border guard said yesterday. Now, how many military spouses are actually getting hired by federal agencies under a special hiring authority that's been in effect now for more than a decade? I'll bet not as many as you would think. And why that is, I don't know. We don't know, but there's an investigation to find out why. By the way, Army Special Operations Forces were awarded 34 Valor Awards during a ceremony at Fort Carson, Colorado last week. Kudos to them. The best of the best. Kudos to them. Also, the Army's wear out of date for UCP scheme combat uniforms came to a halt after a new design to allow soldiers to shift slowly to the brown and green operational camouflage pattern is now underway. That's the one that the service chose back in 2014 as a standard pattern. And as of Tuesday of this week, soldiers must now wear the OCP uniform, getting rid of the UCP uniform. By the way, the first woman to become a four-star general in the U.S. military will be honored with an award at West Point this week. And the Navy says it might take a village to raise a child, but it took the Navy strike missile fired from a littoral combat ship and a barrage of rockets and bombs from three maritime patrol squadrons, Air Force B-52 straddle forces, and two of Singapore's warships to send the ex-frigate forward more than 1,000 fathoms deep in the Sink-X expedition, where the Navy was practicing with the LCS firing the missiles that they now have on it. By the way, the Navy, having finished the first round of testing, and that included turning existing commercial vehicles into unmanned vessels, the Navy will now take a look at how to integrate command and control over other systems on some of the ships that they have. Now, the Navy strike missile launch this week was part of an exercise, Pacific Griffin, near Guam, with the Singapore Navy. The weapon they used, the sea-skimming naval strike missile, can find and destroy enemy ships at distances of up to 100 nautical miles, according to the Navy. That must be something to watch. Oh, and finally, the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman continues to face electrical system challenges, even as repairs are ongoing, and that ship might not be ready to deploy until mid-November or even later in December, running late to get out there, leaving the Persian Gulf a little short right now of an adequate aircraft carrier force. So there you go. All righty, coming right back with our second Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, Kathy. Tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All righty, the Highway Junkie song. Yeah, that's bringing us into this hour's Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, wherever it happens to be out there. Next time you see one, if you haven't been in one, pull on in there, find out what they're all about. You're going to like it. I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to like it, especially those new Pilot Travel Centers. All righty. There's a cold front in the west. It's going to bring multiple weather impacts because it's not just going to be about cold weather. There's going to be showers that are going to come into play here. There's going to be mountain snows that are going to come into play again here over the weekend. That's always fun, right? And, of course, primarily in the northern areas is where we're going to see it again. But ahead of the front, gusty winds will produce critical fire weather conditions in the Intermountain West and Central Rockies. And further east, moisture drawn up from a strong system down below in the south may produce locally heavy rain, especially in the southeast, where there will be some heat that will linger on in the southern part of Georgia and Florida and Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, southeastern part of Louisiana, where temperatures today will be in the 90s for the most part all across through there. Now, let's take a look at what we got to deal with here. We will start out in Florida from South Florida north. Going up I-75, looking good. Going across Alligator Alley, looking good. Going across I-4, looking good. Going up I-95, you look good until you get up around about St. Augustine. And then from St. Augustine to the Florida line, you've got some fog tonight, so be advised of that. And coming out of Jacksonville going west, I-10 over to the Alabama line, looking good there, except for a little bit of fog around Jacksonville. I-95 going up the East Coast. You won't have much of a problem until you get into Virginia and then up around Richmond all the way to D.C., on over into Maryland. You got some unsettled weather conditions with some wind blowing there. Could be a little bit of moisture in the mix later. However, when you get up into New York State, northern Pennsylvania in particular, up along the New York line, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, that area, all the way up I-81, all the way to Canada, you've got a frost advisory this morning. It goes over as far west as Penn Yan, believe it or not, on State Route 17, New York State Route 17. And then I-87 coming up out of Poughkeepsie north all the way to Canada, a frost warning also in Vermont, also in the western part of Massachusetts, I-90 across to Syracuse from about Springfield. So there you go. Definitely starting to be cooler temperatures. Now, looking on I-75 in Georgia, around Atlanta, you got some fog there. Also in the western part of Atlanta headed out towards Alabama on I-20. You do have some windy conditions in Mississippi tonight. Unsettled weather conditions. Could be some rain coming there by the looks of things. You've got still flooding conditions in southern, southwestern Louisiana in some areas and southeastern Texas. And up in the south central part of Oklahoma tonight, got a little bit of rain there along I-35. Going up in to Illinois and the southwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight, got a little bit of rain there. Northwestern part of Illinois and the southwestern part of Wisconsin. And then we've got a frost advisory right now. About one-third of South Dakota, the eastern third of South Dakota, under a frost advisory. The southwestern corner of Wisconsin, of Minnesota is under a frost advisory, as well as the northeastern corner of Nebraska. Omaha tonight has that problem, and so does an Iowa. Iowa, the northwestern corner of Iowa tonight, I-80 all the way up to Sioux City, I might add, frost advisor there. Okay, so now let's get out into the mountains of Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah. Now, first of all, in Utah, you've got a fire threat advisory there with the winds and whatnot in the northwestern part of Colorado as well and the southern part of Wyoming. But conditions are ripe now for those same areas, including Idaho, for some mountain snow to start later on in the day and tonight into snow into tomorrow, for sure. And that's probably going to happen sooner rather than later because there is moisture coming up from New Mexico moving to the north. And El Paso in Texas over here, Alamogordo in New Mexico and Ruidoso and west almost all the way to the Arizona line. You've got rain tonight. You've also got rain up there in Clovis, New Mexico. And you've got a frost advisory out in California tonight as well for the northern part of California, Redding, California, in that area. So keep all that in mind. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. And don't forget, that's your home away from home out there on the roads. And stop by, tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to get yourself a nice free cup of coffee this time of the night. And if you buy one of those cups, buy one of those mugs, those Flying J or those Pilot mugs, guess what? Those are free refills. So that works out pretty good for you, too, now, doesn't it? All righty. On the telephone line from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Was that you ringing my doorbell here? Let's see. Or was that somebody else?
Not me.
Okay, it wasn't you. Okay, because I never know when I get a message from you, because I get all kinds of strange noises that come out of my phone here. But anyway, certainly we have a situation where now President Trump is apparently going to send a letter to Nancy Pelosi, daring her to hold an impeachment inquiry vote, because he doesn't believe, and many other prognosticators don't believe, that she has enough votes to get impeachment through the House.
Well, she said the other day that she did, and some of the media have actually reported that those numbers have increase those that would support a vote for impeachment. Now, there's a distinct difference here between impeachment and impeachment inquiry. She hasn't followed any of these procedures.
No, she has not followed the rules in the House. You're right. Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has issued a letter to her showing where she is in violation.
Yep.
And challenging her. And then Congressman Collins, who is the minority leader in the House Judiciary, he's about as fed up as anybody can see.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually filed an amicus brief with the judge, pretty much saying the same thing that McCarthy said in his letter. So, but see, and I wrote about this last night because I think Nancy Pelosi could be in a situation where she's kept herself with an exit ramp here, and so that she could get off the impeachment train.
Well, she left the door. She left the door open when the comment she made yesterday about there was not.
That's my point.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's my point.
Go ahead.
So she's. It appears she's not following procedure. That could be one of her exit ramp strategies.
Oh yeah. Hold on. All right. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And by the way, if they were to challenge her, especially legally, she wouldn't have a leg to stand on because they have not followed the established rules of the House of Representatives when it comes to impeachment. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.